The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parashas Chayei Sarah. This week's parasha has the pasuk Vayetze Yitzchok Losuach Basode. Yitzchok went out to Davin, and Chazal tell us that Yitzchok Avinu was misakein the tefillah of Mincha. The tefillah that we daven every day, one of the three tefillahs is the tefillah of Mincha, and this, the tefillah that Yitzchok Avinu davened, he was davening Mincha, and he's the one that established the tefillah of Mincha. And based on that, I would like to devote this shiur to talk about the halach, some halachis of the tefillah of Mincha. One of the practical halacha discussions for Mincha relates to the time to daven Mincha. And more specifically, when's the latest time which a person could daven Mincha. So let's take a look at the sugya and at the different shittas and Be'ezah Hashem come out with a look and come out with an attitude, come out with putting a perspective of how to look at it, and perhaps that will shed new light on all participants and how to be careful and make sure we fulfill the halacha of davening mincha at the proper time. The Gemara in Masechet Brachos tells us that it's a machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim when's the time for mincha. According to Yehuda, a person is only supposed to daven mincha until plaga mincha, which is until an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. Like many people make early Shabbos and they daven mincha before plag. So according to Yehuda, a person can a whole year only daven mincha until plag. The Chachamim argue, and the Chachamim say the time of mincha is until night. And the Gemara says that it's in this machlokes, you don't have an absolute verdict on it. And the Gemara says, the Avi Kemar Avi, the person can do either way, like Yehuda or like the Chachamim. However, the Avi Kemar Avi, but a person has to be universal. A person could only follow the opinion of the Yehuda. Also has a kula. Yehuda says you could daven Mayriv right away after plag. Yehuda that says that you could daven mincha only till plag, says right after that you could daven ma'ariv. So the way we paskin, you can only daven follow Yehuda's opinion if you're universal. If every single day of the year you make sure to daven mincha before plag, so then you could also rely on the kula of Yehuda and daven ma'ariv right away after plag. But you can't jump around. If sometimes you daven mincha right until the night, right up to the night, then you can't sometimes just daven mincha before plag, and that day, just because you daven mincha before plag, daven ma'ariv right away after plag. This is all with the exception of Shabbos. Shabbos is different, relates to the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. Shabbos is an exception, and even though a person during the week davens mincha all the way up to night, but when it comes to Shabbos, they're allowed to daven mincha before plag, finish their mincha before plag, and then daven ma'ariv right away. In any case, there's a machloikis in Gemara if it's until plag, if there's man minchas until plag, or there's man minchas until the night, which in a certain sense there's no real verdict, just the ma'isa, most people do follow the chachamim. Most people daven mincha, they're not makbid on daven mincha always before plag. And therefore, what relates to us primarily is the sheet of the Chachamim that is man of minchas until the night. The question is, what does it mean night? what does night mean? And the basic two tzadim, the basic two possibilities, are that it means until shkia, means until sunset, or it means until night, until tzeis hakichavim. So which one does it mean? So the Rabbeinu Yoina in Mesechta Brachos says that what does night mean? Zogt Rabbeinu Yoina, night means until shkia. Night means when the sun sets. And he bases it on the Gemara, because the Gemara says that the dam becomes possible by shkia sachama. The tefillah of mincha is also parallel to the Talmud Shalbeinu Rambayim. There's another mechagisa on one side of the coin, the tefillos avos toknum. On one side of the coin, the tefillos shachris mincha meyer were started and set up, established by the avos haktoishim. Avram was established Shachris, Yitzchak established Mincha, Yaakov established Ma'ariv, and on the other side of the coin, the Tfilos HaKeneged, the Tamid, that the Tfilos Shachris is parallel to the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, and Tfilos Mincha is parallel to the Mincha, to the Korban Tamid of Shabbein Arbayim, and the Tfilos Ma'ariv is parallel to the Evorim and Ptarim, to the limbs that were burned the whole night from the Korban Tamid. So based on the Gemara in Zvachim, Tav Nun Vov, that Pashkit, that you're supposed to do the Zrika of the Karban Tamid before Shkia, before the sun sets. So Zogt Rabbeinu Yoina, since the Tefillah of Mincha is parallel to the Karban Tamid, you're supposed to spritz the blood of the Karban Tamid on the Mizbeach before Shkia, before sunset, so too you have to daven before sunset. So when the Chachamim say, this man of minchas until night, it means sunset. As I zogt, the Rabbeinu Yoina. However, others argue. Others say that no, this man of mincha is inechanami. It's true, the Rabbeinu Yoina says, that the tefillah of mincha is parallel to the Karban Tamid, to Tamash Rabbeinu Arbayim. But you're assuming, until now the Rabbeinu Yoina assumed that the tefillah of mincha is parallel to the carbon tamid, to the animal and the zrik of the carbon tamid. Zok the Magen Avram, no. Zok the Magen Avram, the tefillah of mincha is parallel to the carbon mincha that was brought together with the tamid. And that's why the tefillah is called mincha, because it's parallel to the carbon mincha that came together with the tamid. And when, and he says, that's why the Iker's man of tefillah of mincha is by mincha ketana. That was the time when they brought the mincha of the Karban Tamid. And so therefore, at the end time, until when are you allowed to daven mincha? It's until tzeis hakichavim, until it's night, until it's laila, until it's considered night, you're allowed to daven mincha. And that's the Magen Avraham. And there's other achrayinim say similar. There's really Rishonim. Magen Avraham is a, we mentioned, is an Achron, but, and he was arguing on Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina is a Rishon. But in truth, there are Rishonim that say something very similar to that. There's Hagoyis Maimini, which is a Rishon himself, and he brings down in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, and he says like this. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, "V'achshav nagu kol Yisrael ki rabbanon lispel mincha de'erev." Nowadays, everyone fears zuch to daven mincha until night, like the Chachamim. Uchi Rabbi Yosi dami v'yisham lukish tzvilas mincha le'tamash Rabbeinu Abayim ela liktayres. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, not like the Magen Avraham, that the tefillah of mincha is parallel to the mincha that came together with the Talmud. Rather, it's paralleled to the ktoiris that was brought by Narabayim. Shenema tiga in tfilosi ktoiris lifanecha masas kapay minchas erev. So in other words, it means, so therefore Rabbeinu Chananel is saying you could daven mincha until night. He says that's what people fear zuch, to daven mincha until night, because the tfilah is parallel to the ktoiris, and the ktoiris is able to be brought all the way until the night. And memeila, a person could daven mincha until night. Now, later Achrayim, go ahead and discuss this. Some follow one shita, some follow the other shita. The Vilna Goyin has brought down in Ma'aser Rav, and Orach HaShulchan says also pretty strongly like that, and many others, they go very strong that the time of Mincha is only until Shkia, is only until sunset. However, in perhaps more Hasidish circles, but there's a tshuva from the Dibbe Yatziv, there's a tshuva from the Dibbe Yatziv was the Kloizenberger Rebbe, the Kloizenberger Rebbe that lived through the war. So he has a tshuva, and he's marich in the tshuva, Baal Kalpanim, he writes in the tshuva that more than 40 poskim from Yishayim and Achrayim say that a person could dive in Mincha until night. Person could dive in Mincha until night. Now, once we say a person could dive in Mincha until night, then we have to figure out what's night. Shkia, we know what Shkia is. Shkia is by sunset. But what's night? What's considered night? So that brings us to another machloikas. It is a machloikas of the Goyin, or Goyinim, and Rabbeinu Tam. The Goyin held that Seisaki Chavim comes at some early time, depending on the latitude, depending where it is on the globe, depending where a person lives. In some places it gets darker faster, some places it gets darker slower. But I'll go upon him, for people that, let's say, live in America, tri-state area, it's the Ikar Adin, the Vilna Goyin, might be 20 to 30 minutes after Shkia. Would it already be done 35, 40 minutes after Shkia? Would it already be night? I'm not saying anyone, Chas V'Shalom, nobody should go ahead and do Malacha before, you know, the times that the Rabbanim of their Kehillah designate. But Ikar Adin, it could be as early as 30, 40 minutes after sunset would be already night, would be already nacht, according to the Vilna Goyin. And even if you say that you're allowed to daven mincha until night, but you wouldn't be able to daven mincha past 30, 40 minutes after Shkia. On the other hand, quite famously is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said, at least in some point in the world, some place in the world, night is only 72 minutes after Shkia, 72 minutes after sunset. Some understand that to mean universally all across, all over, it takes 72 minutes from sunset until night. And many others understand that according to Abhinav time, it's also dependent where the person is in the world. Some places it's going to go fast, some places slower. But Al-Gapanim, it's a little longer, definitely longer, than the Goyin's says, and the Goyin's Nacht. Be that as it may, so this brings us to numerous opinions of what's the latest time a person could have in Mincha. Should a person be Makbid on davening Mincha Dafka until Shkia? Should a person be very strict and make sure that he davened Mincha only until sunset? Or perhaps a person could daven mincha until night. Even if a person could daven mincha until night, what does it mean night? Does night mean 30 minutes after Shkia? Does night mean 72 minutes after Shkia? And definitely there are different kehillas. Some kehillas follow the yeshitas. Some people have a part of a kehillah that they are makbid and davening mincha only up to sunset. Some people are part of a kehillah that they'll daven mincha even lechatchila after Shkia. Let's say until 30, 40 minutes after Shkia. Some are part of a kehillah they'll daven mincha lechatchila until 72 minutes after Shkia. So this is, people fear zich. People have minhagim. There are kehillahs that have minhagim. So the point of this shiur is not to tell people what to do. You have to follow your kehillah, your rav. The point of this year is to bring awareness of the sugya, have an understanding of the sugya. Comes the Bi'alacha. And the Bi'alacha says There are two discussions that we could talk about that could be dealt with. Even if we are to consider, take into consideration both shitas, there's perhaps a way to deal with it, or we have to look at different situations, how we should deal with it. For example, let's say a person tries to be makbid on shkia. He tries to daven mincha before sunset. And then he came one time and he missed it. So, perhaps he follows the shita that it's lechatchila to daven mincha before sunset. But if he missed sunset, he would still daven mincha and rely on the shitas that say he could daven mincha until nacht. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that a person should be careful lechatchila not to delay mincha until after shkia, until after sunset. But, v'di'eved, a person could rely on the shittis that are makel, that a person could daven mincha even after shkia. Then he says, the Sefer Seydis Manim says, that if a person does daven after shkia, they should daven with a t'nai. They should make a condition, and they should say like this, if it's still daytime, so I'm able to daven mincha, so then let this be considered mincha. But if it's really considered night, because if he's davening after shkia, there's another problem. Even if you say a person is allowed to daven until night, but maybe it's considered night already. Once he's in Bein HaShemashes, it might be already considered night. So you could say, but if it's night, so if I'm not allowed to daven now, or let's say it's night, or maybe the real halacha is like the shittas that say you're not allowed to daven after sunset. So if I'm not allowed to daven now, so my davening that I'm davening now should really be ma'ariv. And then I'm going to daven later on in the night. Later on in the night, I'm going to daven another tefillah, which is so-called ma'ariv. That tefillah, if what I'm davening now is mincha, so the tefillah that I'm davening later will be ma'ariv. And if right now I'm really davening ma'ariv, then that tefillah later on will be a tashlumim. So says the Bialacha, even if a person davens after sunset, they should make this condition. So the question is, a person that goes and davens after shkia, let's say they missed shkia, they were einis, let's say they tried to make shkia, they tried to daven always before shkia, but let's say one day they missed, should they say this condition, should they not say this condition? So it's going to really depend, again, how right do you follow that you have to daven before shkia. If really you hold mikir adin, you could daven after shkia. You just try to lechatchila daven before shkia, so then perhaps it's not necessary to make the condition. You could just daven mincha without making any condition. But if you hold that really mikir adin, the main halacha, or the safik, maybe it's a strong safik, that the halacha is that you can't daven after shkia, so then you would have to make the condition. Interesting to note, for example, they bring down Ibn Yashiv said that even if a person davens right after shkia, they should make this condition that the Mishnah Berurah says, that the Bialacha says. I do know many people, I know even some Rabbanim will say the Bidyav if a person missed shkia, no, they just daven mincha, they don't say anything about making a tanai. Listen, if a person can make the tanai, matayv manoy, this person can be mahadir and make the tanai, definitely they're doing something better. The question is the person obligated to? It's gonna depend. Like what kehillah, what minig, how does he fear zach? Is he really, how vait is he makbid? How vait does his kehillah, does his rav say he has to be makbid on shkia? Does his rav or kehillah say shkia is a real chashash, that after shkia it's the person can't be yoitzim mincha? Or it's just lechatchila, just the hiddur, they try lechatchila, but if they miss it, they're not worried at all and they'll still daven mincha. So even those, let's say, that are makbid on shkia, should really try to find out how vait are they makbid on shkia, to know, in a case like this, if they miss shkia, how they should fear zach, should they make the tanai, should they not make the tanai. And another discussion comes, what happens if a person has a dilemma? What happens if a person is coming to a place where they daven mincha with a minyan after shkia? Let's say he was traveling away from home let's say he's a Litvisha person from a Litvisha background, and then he traveled to a place where it's a Hasidisha place, and the only minion left is going to be a minion that davens after Shkia. So he's always makbid, this person, this traveler, is always makbid on davening before Shkia. So if he's going to be makbid right now, where he is to daven mincha before Shkia, he still has 10 minutes, he could still daven, he's in a place, he could daven mincha before Shkia. If he'll be makbid on davening before Shkia, he's going to have to daven alone without a minion. But he'll catch the Shkia, he'll make it before Shkia. Or he can wait till after Shkia and get a minion. He'll have the mile of davening with a minion. On the other hand, he's going to lose out this mile of davening before Shkia. So if you look around in different Svarim, some Svarim say it's more important to daven even b'yechidus, better to daven b'yechidus before Shkia than to daven with a minion. The idea of davening the right time is even more important. On the other hand, others will say, no, many shittas say you're allowed to daven even after Shkia, during Bein HaShemashes. You don't have to be so worried. Better to daven with a minyan than to be makbin on davening before Shkia. So really here, also it depends. Depends what shita a person follows. It depends what kehillah a person is from. What his Rav says. Is he so makbin on Shkia? How vait is he makbin on Shkia? Certainly, if he's really makbin on Shkia, it's more important to daven before Shkia than to daven with a minyan. But perhaps he doesn't really subscribe to that mahalach, and really, by him, he's not so makbid on davening before Shkia. Usually he tries, but if it's a question of davening b'yechidus or davening b'tzibur, maybe for him it's better to daven b'tzibur. So a person really has to find out, he has to figure himself out, what's his mahalach? Is his mahalach to daven before Shkia b'kpeida, with a lot of seriousness, or he only davens before Shkia l'chumra as a hiddur. And the big point over here is that a person has to be consistent. A person has to know which mahalach he follows. He can't pick and choose. You know, one day it's more convenient to daven a little later because that's the only place he can get a minyan. The next day it's more convenient for him to daven a little earlier. And like this he catches a Shkia. And even though he's davening without a minyan, that shouldn't be done. Certainly a person's decision shouldn't be based on his convenience. It should be based on which mahalach, which opinion he's following. So it's important for everyone, even if they have awareness of the sug, of the basic concept, that some are makbid on Shkia, some aren't makbid on Shkia, they should have to realize what does it mean? Let's say they're makbid on Shkia, how vait are they makbid on Shkia? And like we mentioned, kachap nafkaminis, should they make a tanai if they're davening, if they're caught and they're davening late? Or should they daven better be yechidos, or should they daven better with a minion? So everybody, even if they're makbid on Shkia, they have to know how vait they're really makbid, and like this they'll be universal, like this they'll be following a consistent pattern. Hashem should always zoicha to be mekayim the mitzvahs, all the dinim of tefillah, and Hashem should be shamea tefillah, and Hashem should listen to our tefillahs.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.